if you would mind holding your spot. Given that we had the workforce, the presentation today, we talked about this in his first hearing, and the bill hadn't changed, but given that we had that presentation, there are three folks that have signed up to speak on it, and I'm going to give them the opportunity, given that we heard that presentation today. The first one we have is Mr. D.A. King. Are you here, Mr. King? There you are. Just getting the bat in order, not rushing, but getting the bat in order to letting people know. We have Ms. Miranda Williams and Cosby Johnson are the other two folks we have to speak in that order. Mr. King.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, my name is D.A. King. I am president and bottle washer at the Dustin Inman Society. We are an IRS 501c4 nonprofit formed for the purpose of urging people and educating them on the importance of enforcing our immigration laws. We are focused here on Georgia and have been since 2005. This is my 19th year on this campus talking about the same problem. We are going backwards on that problem in this state. This is relative to the Workforce Development Board and the, not so much the dual enrollment, but the apprenticeship program. I hope that we have not reached a stage in this state where we are considering people in the country illegally to be part of our workforce that needs to be trained. But nevertheless, I am told and assured by the Technical College System of Georgia that that is exactly what is happening. I cannot find an exclusion in any part of the law that formed or the bylaws that are, or the regulations that is operating the apprenticeship program or the high career, I always get the acronym wrong. High Demand Career Initiative. Ooh, I can't find anything in there that was prepared when the law was passed that would exclude illegal aliens. And I am told that they are, in fact, participating in the program. And I am assured that, equally surprisingly, H-1B workers are participating in the program that is billed as a workforce development operation funded by the taxpayer dollars to increase and expand the Georgia workforce. If, for those who don't know, an H-1B worker is here for 6 years. Short of applying for an adjustment of status, we're paying taxpayer dollars to educate what is already billed as a highly skilled employee that's here illegally, who's a citizen of a different country. That person is not going to be here 6 years from the time their H-1B visa begins, and nevertheless, we're doing it. Very quickly, for those who don't know, the apprenticeship program says that an employer can send an existing employee to be trained, upskilled at taxpayer expense, which will make the employer more money as it makes the employee more valuable. And there are a lucky few of those employers who will be paid up to and including $50,000 of taxpayer money for the privilege of sending their employee to be educated at state expense. This is lunacy, and a lot of people are starting to pay attention. I am here on House Bill 982 to suggest that it is the perfect vehicle to take our time and build in the safeguards that should have been done in the first place and make it clear that somebody who is an employee being sent to the program must be either a U.S. citizen or a lawful immigrant. And I stress immigrant because what I remarked on earlier, an H-1B worker, a temporary worker, is here on a non-immigrant visa. That person is not an immigrant, and everything you read in the bulletins about employing everybody who is work eligible would automatically exclude a non-immigrant. It's easily done. I can help if anybody wants it, but I hope nobody ignores me because this one is not going away. Again, this is the perfect vehicle. We have a limited number of slots for the apprenticeship program, the reward system for the employers. I want to make it equally clear that Georgia has illegal aliens as employers who are employing illegal aliens. There is nothing in the apprenticeship program that would require that you sort those out of the population. While Americans are waiting for this training, including America's poor, we are, in fact, including people in the country illegally and temporary workers. Yeah, I hope my message is clear.
Mr. King, I'm giving you great latitude because
I'm done.
I'm interested in hearing what you have to say, but it has nothing to do with the piece of legislation that we have.
It's a perfect vehicle for solving the problem, Mr. Chairman.
First of all, we're not. I personally, I'm not going to turn the governor's initiative into a vehicle. We have a number of 180 House members that can introduce a bill. I do want to ask the attorney just to be clear of this. If Mr. Walker, we have, do we not, you've cited it to me several times in email, we have code in Georgia that prohibits people in the country illegally from getting a public benefit. Isn't that true?
It is true.
Okay, Mr. Attorney, is there anything in the apprenticeship bill that you're aware of that would circumvent that code section applying to everything that is in Georgia? I mean, what I'm getting, there was no exclusion in the apprentice bill that said that code section shall not apply to an apprenticeship.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to get at with. I mean, I'm spending a little time on this because you addressed it.
I'm grateful for the time.
We'll get back to your bill. But I'm unclear as to if it's illegal to rob the bank in Georgia, that's illegal, and you open a savings and loan, and we didn't say it was illegal to rob that as well, it's still illegal technically. So I'm unclear, and I'm happy to talk to you, offline and off this.
I could help with that if I had 30 more seconds.
Well, I'll give you the 30 more seconds, but I'm also, inclined to, want to stay on point of we don't put in every time we have a financial transaction, thou shalt not, steal. I don't want to quote the Bible when I said that. We have a statute that says theft by taking. We don't cite it every time we have a monetary transaction in Georgia. It is considered state law. And if someone is breaking, you mentioned if an employer is hires someone illegally in Georgia and they send them to the apprenticeship program, if they're breaking the law, tell them they can't break another law if they're minded to do that. I'm not sure what we're trying to do. And so I'm going to give you 30 seconds and I'm going to go to TCSG, and I want to address the issue of the apprenticeship program. Yes, sir.
The law you're referencing that you and I have traded thoughts on is OCGA 50-36-1. I helped develop that in 2006 and was able, I'm very proud to say, assist in the rewrite process several times since then. A public benefit is clearly defined in that code. There's a long list of them. Apprenticeship program rewards is not on there. So the public benefit is not just a saying in the code. It is a very defined list. You could make the apprenticeship program a state grant. If you designate it as a state grant, it would then be on the list of public benefits. But I have to go back and say, since the knowledge is here officially that we have people in the country illegally and temporary visa holders participate in a limited taxpayer-funded program, it's difficult for me and a lot of other people to accept that there won't be an effort to fix it.
Well, I'm not sure there won't be an effort. You have to define to me what the problem is to fix, because I believe you sent me in another note and cited where I replied to you and graciously thanked me for so doing. I consulted with Mr. Walker. If someone is here on an H-1B program, they are in the country legally, correct?
Lawfully, yes.
Lawfully, okay. And they are allowed to work in the country.
They are eligible to work.
Mr. Walker, going back to you again, part of the apprenticeship program requires, if we're going to do that, if you are lawfully available to work in the U.S., it has to be available to you,
that's
correct?
Not true.
Federal law? Or it... Do you understand the question I'm asking? You pointed me toward a bulletin that I believe to have said that if you're eligible to work in the U.S., that you're eligible for the program. Am I mishearing that?
I would probably need to have a chance to refresh my recollection.
Fair enough. Well, be assured, Mr. King, I'll address your I thought I had before. And we'll do so again. It is clear that we're not trying to circumvent anything, any part of that code section. The fact that we don't put it on this bill today doesn't mean that we're not interested in fixing it. But I do want to move this bill forward. I think it has a lot of has a lot of meaning to create these lists so that we can move forward. So, you know, happy to work with you on that. With that, the last thing, Mr. Peavy, you and I had talked about the issue because Mr. King brought it to our attention and I brought it to you. Can you talk to us briefly about, are you aware of anyone currently in the apprenticeship program that would be addressed in Mr. King's comment?
Happy to do that, Mr. Chairman. And I will make this statement as the official representative for the Technical College System of Georgia. We are not aware of anyone illegally taking advantage of this program. The program is fairly based. In order for, and it's all part of the Federal Registered Apprenticeship Program, in order for someone to participate, they have to be a legal employee of a company that is participating in the program, along with all the e-verified and other requirements that come along. And so that company has to have legally hired and legally employed an individual before they can take part of the apprenticeship program. That, as far as we know, we don't have anyone illegally taking a part of that.
What I want to ask you to do is we're going to move on with these additional speakers on 982 for Representative Gamble. But if you have a moment when we're finished, let's you and I get with Mr. King and Mr. Walker, if he has time, and investigate the difference of data we appear to have, and we'll get to the bottom of it. Fair enough, Mr. King?
It is. I'm going to go away before I read a sentence from a different employee of the apprenticeship, TCSG, about the apprenticeship program, who answered a direct question from my office telling me that we do have, her words.
And that's fair enough. And you're welcome to bring that. I appreciate you for the privacy of the individual. I appreciate you working with us on that. If it's something that we need to make public, we can do that. And we will correct it, if it's wrong. But, we'll get to the bottom of it.
I'm very grateful for the time.
Absolutely do it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Williams.